Behold his arms extended wide on the cross, on the cross. Behold his bleeding hands and side on the cross, on the cross. The sun withholds its rays of light. The heavens are clothed in shades of night, while Jesus wins the glorious fight on the cross, on the cross. From Matthew chapter 27 and verse 35, we read, "And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots." Oh, friend, may we once again invite you to draw near and by faith with us see the Lord Jesus, the Savior, die on the cross. During recent broadcasts, we have beheld him receiving for us the blow of betrayal as Judas turned him over to the authorities. We have seen him sustain the blow of his Jewish brethren who refused him, denounced him, cried out for his innocent blood. We have beheld from the 26th of Matthew as he took the blow of denial while Peter, one of his own, cried out, "I know not the man." By faith, we have seen him take the blow of scourging as that whip, the Roman implement of torture, came upon his back, and his back was made to look like a plowed field. We have beheld, standing by in that motley crowd by faith, and seeing him as he sustained the blow of mockery, while some feigned to worship him. They worshipped him in derision. They worshipped him in mockery. From verse 35, we see the crucifixion almost to its conclusion, the Lord Jesus Christ affixed to that cross. Imagine with me, friend, the physical pain, the horror, the shock, the anguish of cold, hard steel being driven through the palms of your hands. The first century nails, coarse and crude, being driven through your feet. We read from the psalmist, "They pierced my hands and my feet." It was Thomas who said, "Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, I will not believe." The Lord Jesus later in response said, "Reach hither and behold my hands." Thomas, upon seeing the nail-pierced hands of God the Son, simply could say, "My Lord and my God." For every listener today who has never experienced salvation, for those listening today who know not the Lord Jesus Christ in the forgiveness of sins, if you've never by faith owned him as your own Master, Lord, and Redeemer, by faith may today you get a glimpse of Calvary. May you see the one who was crucified, buried, and resurrected. And may he appear by faith to you as you read the Word of God. And may, like you as Thomas of old, say, "Yes, my Lord and my God." Christian friend, may each one of us who know and love the Lord Jesus this day, may we afresh see him in all his beauty, in all his glory, in all his dignity, in all his majesty. And may we also, like Thomas of old, afresh declare him as my Lord and my God. Amen.